Homeland Security chief out.
It's been a tough road. She's had a difficult 16 months.
Kidnapped, now free.
The pair were rescued and were in good health.
Teaching bullying.
If kids don't feel safe, they're not going to learn.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Kirstjen Nielsen is out as Homeland Security Secretary, ending a rocky tenure that saw her carry out President Trump's policies at the southern border. CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett.
Announcing her resignation, Nielsen tweeted, "I hope that the next secretary will have the support of Congress and the courts in fixing the laws which have impeded our ability to fully secure America's borders and which have contributed to discord in our nation's discourse." Nielsen never persuaded Congress to implement the president's push for new immigration laws. Kevin McAleenan, who takes over for Nielsen, has worked as Customs and Border Protection Commissioner since the early days of the Trump administration, and has called on Congress to act.
CBS News senior national security analyst Fran Townsend worked with Nielsen in the George W. Bush administration.
The president is understandably frustrated with the increasing numbers, but firing Nielsen isn't going to change that. Look, they were prosecuting every person who illegally crossed the border. Then the system got overwhelmed, which is why they pulled back from that. The message to illegal migrants is, come on in, because you're now not going to get prosecuted until the law changes.
The White House is digging in as Democrats press to get President Trump's tax returns released. Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News,
"The Democrats are demanding that the IRS turn over the documents, and that is not going to happen, and they know it. This is a political stunt."
Asked if Democrats should ever get a look at the returns, Mulvaney said, "No, never, nor should they." There's a court appearance today for the woman from China who was arrested at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. She's alleged to have had two Chinese passports, four cell phones, and a thumb drive with malware. Former CIA officer Lisa Ruth suspects it was all about espionage.
You have seasonal employees who are certainly not cleared like a White House employee is going to be. Recruit any of them and you've got a lot of information.
The U.S. is expected to label Iran's Revolutionary Guard a foreign terrorist organization. It's a move that would ramp up the pressure on Tehran, but the sanctions that come with it figure to have limited impact. Well, money changed hands to free an American tourist and her driver. They were kidnapped last week in Uganda. Here's CBS's Deborah Pata.
Barefoot, her pants ripped, utterly depleted but safe, an exhausted Kimberly Endicott arrived back at the lodge last night. Endicott was on safari in Uganda's Queen Elizabeth National Park. Her vehicle was attacked by armed gunmen. Following 5 days of negotiations, a ransom was finally paid, but the amount and donor are unknown. This morning, tourists did not seem to be put off by the incident.
I feel safe with the personnel here, and I think everything is well organized.
Deborah Patter, Entebbe, Uganda.
For any parent with a sick child, a call to the doctor or visit online can be quicker than a stop at the office. But there's another key difference, too. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
A new study in the journal Pediatrics finds those children are far more likely to be prescribed antibiotics than kids who are taken to a clinic or doctor's office. The authors found 4 out of 10 so-called telemedicine doctors failed to meet guidelines on prescribing antibiotics. For one thing, you can't take a throat swab remotely. Now, this doesn't just mean unnecessary drug bills for parents. It adds to the growing global problem of antibiotic resistance. Steve?
A new law in Illinois come the 1st of July will ban tobacco sales to anyone under 21, Illinois joining a handful of states and D.C. Washington State joins that list next year. In an annual look at U.S. airlines, researchers at Wichita State University, who've crunched the numbers on on-time performance and other stats, put Delta on top. JetBlue is number two. Southwest came out third. Frontier Airlines was at the bottom. This week, we focus on issues at school. CBS's Barry Peterson looks at one in Colorado that uses money from marijuana taxes to tackle bullying before it reaches the playground.
Good morning, Parkview Hawks.
School day at Parkview Elementary includes the usual classes like reading and math.
He's not allowed to play.
And the unusual classes on bullying. Leslie Treat role plays with her third graders.
They're bullying a kid. They're saying to them they can't play.
She plays the bully to Tinley Medina.
Tinley, you need to get out of here. We told you we weren't playing with you today.
And Andres Varela knows how to step in.
You can play with me. I was trying to invite her to play with me.
Why?
Because she would have been sad.
By being instructed of the exact words, then they have the ability to step up.
Aaron Jones is the principal.
It means the world. If kids don't feel safe, they're not going to learn. They're not going to achieve.
It's cut bullying incidents by 23%. For Parker Daniel, bullying was real. He was a target.
One boy was going to beat me up on the bus.
Then his friend, Chloe Fernandez, stood up to the bully. Chloe used another tactic she learned as part of the anti-bullying program, strength in numbers.
We go to the bully and we tell him to stop.
And what happened?
He never did anything to Parker again.
Because the other students knew how to help. Parker's bad days are over. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Lamar, Colorado.
Well, Baylor had a double-digit lead when it lost one of its top players to injury in the final of the Women's College Basketball Championship, but they hung on to win on ESPN.
The Baylor Lady Bears, 7 years later.
Baylor's third national title, an 82-81 win over Notre Dame. Las Vegas and CBS hosted the Academy of Country Music Awards.
We heard this several times last night.
Did it show?
The country duo won three awards, including two for their mega hit.
When I taste tequila.
At one point, host Reba McEntire said she was changing the name of the award show.
We are now calling it Dan and Shay's Excellent Adventure.
It was also a very good night for an emerging superstar.
Kacey Musgraves.
Kacey Musgraves won two awards, Album of the Year and Best Female Artist.
My team and I, we have so much fun working together and working hard.
As for the top award, Entertainer of the Year,
Keith Urban!
After receiving his ninth nomination, Keith Urban finally won it. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Las Vegas.
Republican lawmakers in Alabama are proposing to outlaw nearly all abortions in the state. CBS's Jim Crisula.
A measure proposed by Republican State Representative Terry Collins would make it a felony to perform an abortion in Alabama at any stage of pregnancy. The only exemption would be for the health of the mother.
I think we have a lot more technology now that shows the continuing life of that baby from early on until birth.
Collins says her intent is to ignite a legal challenge and get the U.S. Supreme Court to revisit the 1973 decision that legalized abortion. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Well, jury selection set for today in New York in the sex trafficking case that features TV actress Allison Mack and wealthy heiress Claire Bronfman. They've been linked to a cult-like group, and the accusation is women were branded and forced to have sex with its leader. Two others in the case have already pleaded guilty. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.